Well, good morning, everyone. Now, let me tell you, let me test your knowledge here. Who was the artist who wrote this song and performed it? I'll give you a lyric. The sun is out, the sky is blue, not a cloud to spoil the view, but it's raining in my heart. Well, it could have been Buddy Holly. Was Buddy Holly, did he sing that too? Who else sang it? Buddy Holly, anybody else? Leo Sayer? Leo Sayer, Buddy Holly. So the sun is out, the sky is blue. Not a cloud to spoil the view, but it's raining in my heart. And there's a theme for today, and it's about the presence of God, the watering of God in our hearts and lives. And interestingly, when I was praying, I felt God wanted to speak specifically on this, spoke to Rob, the very verse that God had given me, God had given you for tonight, and those who are leading the meeting had exactly the same thing. We really do believe that this is a day where God wants to do something in us and through us through the presence of his Spirit. Water brings things back to life so that they flourish again. And God's river, God's Spirit, causes the desert areas of our life to flourish again. And the more we open our lives up to the presence of his river, even the barren areas, the desert areas, the painful areas, the areas where we feel restricted and we struggle, his Spirit comes to bring freedom, healing, restoration, flourishing, and refreshing. There is no part of our lives that the river of God cannot reach. And the wonderful thing is, just as we saw that clip there, there may be areas of our lives that we may feel are dead and barren and broken and bruised. And they have may felt like that for days or weeks or sometimes months or sometimes years. There may be some mental anxieties. There may be some sorrows in our heart. There may be some regret. There may be some dreams that have not come to pass that have caused areas of disappointment. And there may be longings that you have that are yet unfulfilled. There may be some prayers that have gone unanswered, and the lack of answer at this moment in time is causing some distress and some pain, and you find that areas in your life are like that desert region that are hindering the quality of our lives, and we find that we are not flourishing as we know we once have or can. But when the rain of God comes, and when the river of God comes, everything the rain and the river of God touches turns to life. There's a prophet in the Old Testament called Ezekiel, and God gave him a vision. And it was a vision of the temple, and he went and visited the temple in the vision, and out of the temple flowed a river. And he walked into the river ankle deep, and then he continued to walk, and he went up knee deep, and eventually he went up waist deep. And when he was in the middle of the river was so full that it was too deep for anybody to cross. And when he got out of the river, he looked back and he noticed that on either side of the river, the trees and the plants were flourishing. And the presence and the power of God came to him and spoke to him, saying this. Well, this is what he said. When I returned, I was surprised by the sight of many trees growing on both sides of the river. Then he said to me, this is the messenger of God, this river flows east through the desert into the valleys of the Dead Sea. The waters of this stream will make the salty waters of the Dead Sea fresh and pure. Can I just have the screen right there? Thanks. The waters of this stream will make the salty waters of the Dead Sea fresh. There will be swarms of living things wherever the water of this river flows. Fish will abound in the Dead Sea, for its waters will become fresh. Life will flourish wherever this water flows. And it's speaking of the river of the living God. It's speaking of the presence of God, the Holy Spirit that we've been talking about this morning. And wherever this river goes and whatever it touches, death turns to life. It may be your fear turns to peace, or your sadness turns to joy. Your sickness can turn to health. Your addictions can turn to freedom, and loss of hope can turn to hope once again. It's the river of the presence of God. And whenever we find that there are desert regions or barren regions or dead regions or broken regions in our hearts and our minds and our experiences, the river of God can flow there as we expose ourselves to Him. And wherever we allow God's river to touch and continually touch, He will cause everything to flourish there. It's astonishing what the presence of God can do. It's astonishing what continued exposure to His rain and His watering will do. And just as we looked at those plants earlier on that seemed dead and barren, and sometimes those seeds remained dormant for years and years, but then when the rain began to touch it, everything flourished into life. We see another picture of this river in the book of Revelation 22:21. And John, who's prophesying, and he gets this vision of God's throne, he says, "The angel showed me a river with the water of life, clear as a crystal, flowing from the throne of God and the Lamb." And this is where the river flows from. The river, the presence of the Holy Spirit, flows from the throne of God. Now, on the throne of God, on every throne, it's where a sovereign sits. So we're talking about the sovereign presence and power of God flowing from the throne. And what's this river called? It is called the River of Life. And we see this River of Life in Jesus. Jesus lived in this River of Life. And when he came to earth, he went to the Jewish synagogue and he read from a scroll and he says, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. For he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim that the captives will be released and the blind will be free and the oppressed will be set free, and the time of the Lord's favor has come." And Jesus says, "The Spirit of the Lord." And if you were to read the original language, it says, "The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord." It's the Spirit that flows from the throne where the sovereign sits. And Jesus is carrying this sovereign power of the Holy Spirit. And he's anointed with power, what to do? To turn our barrenness into life. To turn our areas of oppression into freedom. The times when we're imprisoned by something, to set us free. So here we have it. Jesus is the source and the power from where the Holy Spirit flows. And this morning, I just want to encourage you to make a decision in your own hearts to enter into the presence of God, to ask the Holy Spirit to touch you in whatever area of barrenness or brokenness that you have. Wherever there is pain, ask Him to touch you there. Where there is fear, say, "Holy Spirit, will you touch my fear?" If there's mental anxiety, say, "Holy Spirit, will you come like a river and will you flow into my mental anxiety and will you bring me peace there?" If there's grief because it might be a broken relationship or something that you've lost that has been precious to you in life, if there's a hope that has not yet been fulfilled and there's a pain with you in your own soul, in your own heart, you can say, "Holy Spirit, can you just come and flow your river there?" For wherever the river of God flows, life flourishes. And he can turn the dead things into life. He is the Spirit. He carries the Spirit of the Lord, sovereign God. He says, "The words I speak to you are spirit and are life." And from his throne flows a river, and it is the river of life. And there is no area of your life and my life where the river of the living God cannot flow. And so Jesus gives us this invite, the one who is the source of the river and the one who carries the river and the one who has been anointed to set us free by the power of this river. He says this: Jesus stood and shouted, "Anyone who is thirsty, come to me. Anyone who believes in me may come and drink. What are we drinking from? We're drinking of his presence. We're drinking of his spirit. We're drinking of the very river that flows from the throne of God in heaven. We can come to Jesus, and in coming to Jesus, we are drinking from the very throne. The Bible says that Jesus is the Lamb of God. If I just go back, it says, he showed me a river with the water of life, clear and crystal, flowing from the throne and of the Lamb. There's a river that flows from the throne of God, and there is a river that flows through the Lamb of God, who is Jesus, because Jesus is the King, and he is the throne. He is the sovereign, and he carries the spirit of the sovereign Lord. And when we come to him, and we say, river of living God, let the parched areas of my life drink from your presence. Let me drink of your spirit. Let me be exposed to your spirit. He comes and he says, come and drink, for the scriptures declares rivers of living water will flow from his heart. When he said living water, he was speaking to the spirit who would be given to everyone who believes. So this morning, I don't intend to speak for long, because I think God wants us to do more through us coming to Jesus and asking him to speak to us than he does through my feeble words. This morning, I want to encourage you to come into the presence of Jesus. I want to encourage you to invite his river to touch the barren, the needful, the dry areas of your life. If there is an area in your life that is not flourishing, it is the Spirit of God which will cause it to flourish. Can you think now the things that causes your life to be barren? Can you think if there's an area of distress in your life? Is there something that you really would love the Spirit of the living God to touch you in and free you in? The secret is to allow his river to touch you there. And just don't come once, but continually come. Continually come, every day. Holy Spirit, touch me here. Holy Spirit, let your river flow there. Holy Spirit, water this aspect of my life. Holy Spirit, renew me here. For you are anointed, Lord, to bring the presence and the power of God into my life. Keep coming. Keep watering. Do it every day.